Good morning. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr as we undertake 25 minutes of deep dive into farm news. USDA announced Thursday it will release about $20 million in funding for previously approved contracts that had been frozen by the Trump administration's push to overhaul the federal government. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins said the release funds will go to honor contracts that were already made directly with farmers. American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall says, hey, that's good news for American producers. But at a recent sit-down with the recently confirmed Ag Secretary, Duvall says several topics were discussed.
The need for a new modernized farm bill, state of the farm economy, animal health and trade, just to name a few. She's made a priority of traveling the rural America to meet with America's farmers and ranchers, and that's important. She's hearing the concerns felt by farm families.
Getting a farm bill, important for producers across the country, not just for crop insurance, but to address the pressing issues facing the ag industry. Oregon Department of Agriculture Director Lisa Sharpelos Hansen.
The conservation packages in the farm bill are important to our fish and wildlife. They're important to water conservation. As we think about a change in our climate and the opportunities for climate smart ag and soil health, those programs in the Farm Bill continue to promote that. I think we're talking about that more today, for sure, than we were in 2018.
She says another huge benefit of the Farm Bill revolves around trade and market stability, which Sharpelos Hansen says is so important for an export-heavy state like Oregon.
80% of what we grow here leaves our state boundaries, and about half of that goes overseas. We need to have strong market access, which relies on many different parts of the farm bill, whether that be pest and disease, and making sure that we have access and we limit, those phytosanitary barriers. We need access in terms of commodities, and then we need things that support specialty crops.
Sharpelos Hansen said she's hopeful Congress will address the issue of an updated farm bill in a timely fashion. At last week's National Ethanol Conference, Renewable Fuels Association's Jeff Cooper lashed out at Trump government efficiency chief Elon Musk for stripping year-round E15 from December's stopgap government funding bill.
But in the 11th hour, the E15 language was stripped out of the bill, along with just about every other policy writer, all because Elon Musk and some far-right congressmen objected to the size and cost of the original bill.
Cooper argued that could have been a game changer for the struggling farm economy, says it was a near miss that really stung. This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back with a check of Monday morning markets.